Hello and welcome to Transcendental Visualization Radio. This is Father Brian Rice, extending my heartfelt thanks to you for listening faithfully and regularly to our recent programs, Samadhi of the Christ, Christ Consciousness Yoga, and Christ Mind Raja Yoga. Our plans are to continue to expand and share this with you, to share the messages of hope and for the purpose of upliftment, and to expand and evolve in consciousness right along with you. Join us at our new feed at www.transcendentalrealizationradio.podbean.com. There will be many added perks by joining us over there on podbean.com, such as subscribing and getting digital downloads, ebook versions of Christ Consciousness Yoga and Christ Mind Raja Yoga. So, join us. We'll see you over there. Hello and welcome to the ongoing free series, Christ Consciousness Yoga. I'm Brian Rice from the Order of the Friends of Yeshua, and I'm happy to welcome you here today. It's day 10, lesson 10, in our workbook section, inspired by the workbook of A Course in Miracles, and by texts such as God Talks with Arjuna, the mind and its projections, and 81 facets, as well as other books from different traditions that have eternal truths contained in them. Inspired by the lesson, My Thoughts Do Not Mean Anything. Original commentary. The pulsations of quantum energy and information, the building blocks of thought, heard in the brain-mind field, that take on many degrees of intensity and whirl at all kinds of speeds and colors, affects, moods, and qualities of dark light and admixed energies, are devoid of meaning due to the fact that they are neutral. My mind is a blank slate that experiences fluctuations of citta mind stuff, or vritti, feeling. But it still is a fact that I have a mind aligned with stillness, with the zero point of total neutrality in the holy instant of now. I am consciousness, not identified with thought, nor with what arises in the mind pretending to be significant, dramatic, spectacular, and intensely distracting or disturbing. Thoughts do not control me, nor the substance behind them. Within the perfect stillness, I am immune to misery-making and liberated from suffering. Affirming this reality in mind science, I form the basis for radical right awareness, attention to the primordial state of oneness, and open the flow of bliss, peace, nectar of heaven within perfect silence. Day 11 in Christ Consciousness Yoga, inspired by the lesson, My Meaningless Thoughts Show Me a Meaningless World. The time to initiate the mind defragmentation or correction process begins. The fluctuations of energy and information constructing a thought must be put under the microscope of discernment. The magnified view from perfect Christ consciousness illumination reveals to your Christed mind the reality that at first devastates, but then unlocks the door, hiding the truth that liberates. The mayic delusory dance of images is not the cause, nor inspiration for thought current. The separation-induced psychosis that distorts determines the projected brain drama that you see, superimposed on top of the world as it really is. An eternal paradise, a matrix, a womb of creation. The Christ mind is forever in resonance with bliss and oneness, while the separative impulse misconstrues fact from fiction and fails to realize that what the eyes see and the brain interprets are meaningless and completely neutral. My personal ego gives or assigns what I appear to see meaning in. Taking a positionality, making judgments, while grossly misinterpreting what I think is real. You are here to learn about how to live in reality without fleeing to the hiding place of the world seen, made by you through the force of dvaita, or duality, that is at the core of separation, discord, and denied peace of mind. So, as always, I encourage you to listen and re-listen, ponder, reflect, and journal. And I want you to remember the message at the beginning of today's episode, that we have a feed now on www.transcendentalrealizationradio.podbean, as in the food, .com. That's www.transcendentalrealizationradio.podbean.com. And you'll continue to be able to receive the lessons from Christ Consciousness Yoga, the workbook study of this Raja Yoga course, here on Blog Talk Radio. The features, the added benefits of joining and subscribing to the network over on Podbean will be to get the Christ Mind Raja Yoga and be able to listen to it, as well as get the ebooks for both the courses you've been listening to, Christ Consciousness Yoga and Christ Mind Raja Yoga, the science of the mind of Christ, Christ psychology, spiritual Christ psychology. So, you'll get a lesson delivered to you each day if you join and subscribe for a very affordable price. Check us out. But if you just want to continue with the free lessons here with the Christ Consciousness Yoga, they'll be here for you. And then you can make that switch over there at any time. It's in transition. It's under construction. But you can go there to listen. And there's a whole nother slew of podcasts over there that you can listen to. So, I thank you for being with me, and I wish you peace and joy.